My name is Anthony Hines. For the past many years, I've been trying to spread my career experience on to other people, as well as help people who are in transition to gain their next opportunity. What I like to do is take some of my unique ideas and make sure other people know them. I don't expect you to do what I do, maybe just turn them into a flavor of what you feel comfortable with. Because in my perspective, I'll give you the idea, and then it's up to you to think about it and say, I don't like that idea, it's not worth it for me, it has no value, which is fine, or I like that idea, I'm going to use that, and here's how I'm going to do it. That's on you. I don't ever expect you to do everything I say or everything I do and have that be your recipe for success. Take it, use it if you want, discard what you don't. I'll always have other ideas, and I'll always have other possible ways for you to advance in your career. Okay, today we're going to talk about positivity, but also positivity within the work environment, in the respect that if you have a toxic work environment, how you're going to change it from your cube all the way out, okay? Or from your office all the way out, or from your work area all the way out, all right? Most people that listen to this have a work area, an area that obviously you go into work every day and your station dad, or where people can find you, or it's a pretty stable place that's pretty much your own place. There are many people that believe that you should not personalize that area. I absolutely, unequivocally believe that you should make that area you. I don't care how that is you. I want it to be you. When I worked in a publishing company, publishing companies, they bring out people's creativity. You would have people with all different types of interests within their cube area. And let me tell you, it really creates a festive mood. So if your workplace doesn't really have a policy on this, and you can, make your cube area yours. It's going to make you feel more comfortable, it's going to make you feel more productive, and it's going to make you feel really good about coming to work. I don't care if you have gnomes, I don't care if you have dragons, I don't care what you have. Make it yourself, because that's who you are, okay? And when people want to see you, that's who you are. Now obviously, you don't go over the top, but have some things there to make it you and personalize it. Pictures of your family, pictures of your dog, sure, why not? Because in my opinion, a personalization helps you to feel more comfortable and to feel more positive in the workplace. Okay. A lot of times too, what people do when they have a common work group is they'll get together for events here and there, but there's no real scheduled event. I love, personally, birthdays. I think birthdays are a great way for people to get it together and to be celebrated every month. And you don't really make it a big deal. Someone in the office just keeps a list of everyone's birthday, and then they know, okay, for June we have this, for April we have this, for March we have this, and these are the people that birthdays are going to be. And then, you know, you don't have to make it a complete birthday cake. It can be cupcakes, or it can be bagels, or it could be whatever you want it to be. But the fact is, you're celebrating your people. And everybody, no matter what they say, appreciates when people celebrate their birthdays. They don't have to sing. They don't have to make a big deal. But it's a great time for people to come together, and a great time for people to put down the work they're doing and socialize in a good way. And it's a great way that everybody feels like they're part of the team. I know it seems like that I could be a little bit too much about that type of thing, but let me tell you, it really does help to bring people together, and it really does make things a little bit more fun in the workplace. So think about birthday parties. Try that. Think about it, as I say, once a month. You don't do it for everyone because you'll always be having them. What I believe the best way to do it is, as they say, monthly. All the people in June, you can celebrate on this day. All the people, you know, every month, you celebrate on that day. I found that that really works, okay? So do that, and it'll help to bring your people together. Now I want to go back to your cube or your workspace in your area. A lot of people get letters or emails that are accolades from people that they just kind of put aside or will put in their email box, never really think about it anymore. Okay? I don't believe in that. I believe if you get something like that, a thank you note or a thank you letter, I want it on your cube wall. I want people to subconsciously see all the thank yous that you get. You may not have to put them all up if you're one of those people that are really extraordinary and you get a ton. But if you get them and you want to have them sampled, put them up. They're a great conversation piece if people walk into your area. And it gives you a way to look good in front of a boss that might have not known you, or someone, as they say, that's new to the area, and shows that you can be a real positive force because people appreciate the work you do. At all levels, people are going to notice that thank you on the wall or that little note that you got. Put it up there and celebrate it, and understand that if people talk about it, talk proudly about it, because that's really who you are. So I don't care how big or how small your workplace is, put some of those up next to the little area that is personalized, because it's showing people that though you have personal interests, you're really good at your job. So put those up in your cube so that, and then when people ask you about them, be proud about them. Don't downplay it. I hate when people downplay things that they've done well in their workplace or done well overall. I understand humility is important, and I like humility. I think it's great. But don't discount the facts. If you did something really well, own it. Don't be one that discounts your accolades or your accomplishments. Own them. Just say, that's right, I did them. Or just say, I'm really proud of that. Or say, I look forward to the next opportunity. Or things like that. Acceptance is looked upon a lot better by people than someone who sits there and says, oh, no big deal all the time. Because let me tell you, when I say that to people regarding their accolade and they say, no big deal, I don't like that, because I say to myself, you know what? I took time to tell you about that, and you're telling me it's no big deal. Okay, so now you're telling me that I don't really understand the value of your work, and it's not really that big a deal of all the stuff you do. Well, you know what? To me, it was a big deal, so I want to show you that I thought it was good. So to downplay your accomplishments can be a situation where the sender, the person talking to you, kind of feels like put off. So accept it, okay? Accept it when people give me an accolade and say however you feel, but don't downplay it like it was nothing, because it wasn't nothing. It was something, okay? Downplaying it is unnecessary. Don't be doing that, okay? So as I said, we talk back again about the work area, right? And we say to yourself, if you get some thank you notes, get them up on your wall so people see them. You know, personalize your area. Make it noticeable. Have people feel festive and comfortable in your area, you know? I like candy myself, where you just put out a bowl of candy. If you want to put out a little bag so people give you donations to get more candy, that's fine. It doesn't have to be candy. It can be pretzels, or it can be something else if you want. But the reality is, candy is something that I've found that really, again, it helps people to feel like they have a comfortable work environment. And it's also something that brings people over and gives them a reason to come over and talk with you. That's a great way of networking in the office. So put some candy out. Yeah, you might have to fill it once in a while, but put some candy out. My personal favorite is lollipops. You know why? Because you get a bunch of them, it's not that expensive, and people only take one. When you put out things like M&Ms or put out things where people can take handfuls, what'll happen is they'll come with a cup and they'll fill the cup, and all of a sudden you'll be filling this thing for the company all the time. But when you bring larger items like lollipops or things like that, people take one. They don't take five of them. Or if they're taking more than one, they're taking it for other people. So as they say, I think it's pretty efficient, and it's a great way to bring people to your area to help you get to know people and the like. I'm a big fan of that. Yes, the cleaners are going to take some at night. So what? You know, they're people too, hardworking people. It's not a big deal, okay? Yeah, you'll come in every once in a while, and it will be empty from the night before because somebody took a bunch. Oh, well, you know, life's tough, right? Okay, just in my opinion, it's another little subtle way for people to feel festive about your work here. Okay, so think about that. I've also seen situations where people take the cube area of people that are on vacation, and when they come back, it's filled with all kinds of balloons and all kinds of items, as in welcome back to work. That's up to you if your workplace is okay for that. I think it's pretty funny myself. I like seeing it. You know, I just think it's a lot of fun, and the people that come back to work think it's fun, and it helps them to ease back into their work day. As they say, I've seen it in some places, and I think it's great. You know, I mean, that's up to you if you want to do it. That's like a project, you know. It's kind of something you got to schedule and bring people together. And if anybody asks you about it from the business or, you know, your management, you could say that you're building your project management skills, because this is a great way to run a small project, right, is fixing these things. When I talked about birthdays before, or people that celebrating, well, obviously weddings, babies, items like that. Even to be honest, somebody getting a new dog. You know, remember, people that have limited family members, animals are a big part of their life. Don't ever discount the loss of an animal or the celebration of the gaining of an animal, because to many people, animals are very, very key to their happiness. I personally don't like when people kind of discount the value of animals in the family. They're part of the family. They deserve every kind of accolade and every kind of respect when things happen to them or they're brought in. So my point is that celebrate that for people that have animals, because really to them, that's their family. So don't discount that, all right? And understand that you know, it can be a dog, can be a cat. I don't care what it is, but to them, an animal is a big part of their lives. Never discount the value of animals, because understand all of these items help to work to build a better work environment, whether it be the party, a celebration, the building of a cube area to make it personal, the fact that you're putting up the positive thank yous that people have sent you. These help to build a good work environment. Also too, in your work area, if you've gained a certification or if you've gained an accolade through education, put those up on your wall. Put those up to be displayed. Those are proud moments, and they're good because they've helped you gain skills that are useful to the workplace. understand that those items are key for you as well. Because not only are you making your work area personal, and not only are you showing that you're a good worker by your accolades, but you're also showing people that you're motivated to be educated. So as you gain those types of classes, I don't care if they're work classes, LinkedIn classes, overall certificates, as they say, certifications, I don't care what they are. They're achievements. So put them up on your wall as you get them, because you should be proud of them. Okay? Be proud of who you are. Be proud that you're going to build a positive work environment. Spearhead that. Bring in the candy. Do the things that make the office better. You'll hear less complaining. And let me tell you something, people. Management's going to notice the people that make things better. Management's going to notice the people that make things that bring more productivity, that bring people together. Management's going to notice the people that are having a very happy and very positive environment. And this is a great way to do it. And if management asks you good morning, I want you to tell them not only good morning, but hey, it's a great day. I want people to notice you for the right reason. So make sure they notice you by making sure that all you got to do, be yourself, get notice of how much you appreciate the interaction with the customer or other people in other departments. Show people your achievements. Bring people together in things like birthdays, wedding celebrations, showers, things like that in the celebration. As well as I say, the animals and the like. Have the birthday parties for people in the office. And just show an overall positivity of how you're going to bring people together. These very small ways are going to work on the toxic work environment or the work environment that can be negative at times. And it's going to slowly build it. You're the rock, people. You're the rock that hit the water. All these things are the ripples. The ripples that go out to the people to help them to follow your lead. Workplace areas are, and workplace environments are always looking for leaders. It can come from any area. Be yourself, be a leader, bring the good, bring the kindness, bring the people together. Management will notice, and it will slowly seep its way throughout the organization. People will talk more, and then management will say, gee, how did this happen? You know what? It's going to lead back to you because you're the one who made it happen. So start small. Focus on the rock. Being the rock. Being the ripple. Because, as I say, being the ripple, as they will take care of them, these ripples will take care of themselves. Focus on the rock and the ripples take care of themselves. You're the rock, people. And now let the goodness of what the ripple can do get out. My name is Anthony Hines. I ask that you come and join my LinkedIn group, the Anthony Hines Job Seeker Survival Group, because what that does is helps people that are in transition to have the confidence to gain their next job. A lot of professionals are out there waiting to help you if you ask a question. Professionals that are working, professionals in transition, and this group is filled with a ton of recruiters all sprinkled into the membership. Come on out, join the group, look to the members, link to the recruiters. You never know who you're going to meet. And also, you never know who you're going to know out there that are in the group. Come join it. My email address, ahines00001@gmail.com. ahines00001@gmail.com. I ask that you email me any type of feedback, comments, anything. Send people that are out of work that really want my job search tips It's a great checklist of items to help people to learn about ways that they can make their time in transition a lot easier. Have them email me. Get the email to them. Have them email me. I swear to you, something in my tips are going to help them in some way. I believe that because it's helped thousands of people. Not hundreds, thousands over the last many years. Have them email me and they'll get my tips. Also, I have resources that'll give you a free critique of your resume. Send me the resume and I'll send it to the resource. They'll work out with you. Sure, if you want to buy a new resume, you can work out a deal with them. But my point is, I want you to, if you need the resume critique, send it out. We'll get a free critique of your resume. Again, my name is Anthony. Last name is Hines. I ask that you become a patron, a monthly patron to me on podbean.com, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, podbean.com, because that's where I ask people to really join my group for Podbean, as you'll have access to all of my podcasts, and it's a very nominal fee to join that. Also, too, I have PowerPoints and other items available. If you email me, I can work with you on that. Okay? Again, my name is Anthony Hines. You will find no one that's more passionate and more committed to helping you to gain accolades in your career, to develop your career. You will find no one, if you're a job seeker, that wants to help you that to be the best you can be in your next position. And you will find no one that's more committed to help you get ahead without all of the high costs that many people charge, that the high costs that people charge, the people that are very vulnerable, the job seekers and the like that are looking for a break. My stuff is very free or very, very nominal in cost, because your money you need to help yourself get ahead and help yourself exist as you look for your new position. I embrace doing this and I enjoy helping people do this. Okay? These items I gave you today are to help you be able to make your workplace a lot more positive, while you get people to realize not only that you can bring people together, but that you can, but you're pretty good at what you do. Okay? Till next time, I look forward to talking with you. Have a great day. Bye now.